I'm Aaron Schachter. This is The World. Okay, what are the chances that a fish caught in the Pacific Ocean and then served up here in the U.S. contains dangerous levels of radiation from the Fukushima nuclear disaster? Well, if you're like many Americans, you might answer that the chances are pretty high. After all, Fukushima was one of the worst nuclear accidents ever. Problem is, most scientists say it's just not true. But it's a difficult fear to dispel, as Ashley Ahern of the journalism collaborative EarthFix at KUOW in Seattle reports.
Yeah, hey, Charlie.
Hey, how you doing?
You got your Seahawks gear on today.
Yeah.
Sunday mornings, you'll find Pete Knutson at the busy Ballard Farmers Market in Seattle. His company, Loki Fish, offers all kinds of salmon products.
We've got pickled salmon, smoked salmon, canned salmon. We have whole pink salmon over there.
Knutson's been in the business of catching and selling fish for more than 40 years, but recently he had to do something new to meet his customers' demands, test his fish for radiation. Ever since the Fukushima meltdown, Knutson's son Dustin says people have expressed concerns.
We had regulars at the U District market, and they were saying, you know, sorry, we're not coming by anymore. It was directly because they were worried about Fukushima.
So Pete Knutson sent 7 samples of his Pacific salmon off to a lab.
There were 2 samples that maybe had a trace of barely detectable. So we feel very good about the results.
The barely detectable substance was cesium. It's a radioactive isotope that was released in the Fukushima meltdown. But the levels in the fish were hundreds of times below federal safety standards. 7 fish is a pretty limited sample, but the results are in line with other tests of Pacific fish since Fukushima.
So the highest I've seen is more than 1,000 times lower than the point where the FDA would even think about whether or not they need to let people eat that food still.
That's Delvin Neville, a PhD candidate in radiation health physics at Oregon State University. Neville has analyzed dozens of samples of albacore tuna caught in the Pacific since the meltdown. Tuna are top predators and tend to concentrate any pollutants that are in the food chain. But what Neville's found are cesium levels so low, he's comfortable eating his samples.
Which was actually kind of fun, because then I was telling people as we were eating at the table what their approximate dose was due to Fukushima from the food they were eating, and it's this ridiculously small number.
Neville has sampled more than 60 fish since Fukushima. The levels of cesium traced to Fukushima were so low that his lab couldn't see it at all until he concentrated the samples. Kim Martini, an oceanographer at the University of Washington, agrees that the tuna is completely safe.
To actually get a harmful dose of tuna, you have to eat 2.5 tons of tuna a year. And I really love tuna, but I don't love it that much.
Numerous other tests since the Fukushima disaster have found the same thing: radiation levels in Pacific fish that are vanishingly small. And yet the fear persists and even grows, fostered in part by supposed evidence passed around the web. Sites have sprung up blaming Fukushima for everything from lower sockeye salmon runs in the U.S. to conjoined twin baby whales in Baja.
One video that's going around is a guy with a Geiger counter going down to the beach, and all of a sudden his Geiger counter starts beeping.
Here I am, I'm over background. The alarm's going off.
The video was shot at a beach in Northern California and was posted by a guy named Dave. It now has more than 700,000 views on YouTube.
There you go. Sort of the levels we're dealing with here.
The video prompted California officials to test samples from the beach. They found that the radioactivity was naturally occurring.
And so this is kind of one of the problems that people are going out with Geiger counters and they're saying, well, this is Fukushima radiation, but the Geiger counter actually can't differentiate between different kinds of radiation.
You'll find naturally occurring radioactive isotopes in rock, sand, even in bananas and seawater itself. That's not to say that radioactive material from Fukushima isn't moving east from Japan, and radiation there is still a critical issue. But scientists like Kim Martini are confident that the levels of isotopes like cesium showing up in fish and water on the west coast of North America just aren't grounds for concern.
But we like to say it's detectable but harmless.
Still, Martini and other scientists have received hate mail, even death threats, for trying to dispel rumors about radioactive pollution from Fukushima.
You know, there's definitely people that you're never going to convince. And I've actually talked with a lot of these people. You do our best. If you're really, really convinced, I don't know what to tell you. The science says it's okay.
For The World, I'm Ashley Ahern, Seattle.